More than 1,000 of the 3,750 private residential development in Singapore are at least 30 years old. Okay. I'm not going to read anymore. Okay. So number one, the government is not going to fund. Okay. I'm not going to repeat. So you see, this is what I call a new era. Actually, we predicted this a few years back. And I've always been emphasizing and I always be sharing. I know the recent months, I didn't really touch much already because we were sharing more on the market situation. So my number one advice is do not buy aging condos. Why? I'm going to share with you the first story. First story is MCSD not prudent in saving for it. Okay, so it also stated in the article. I know of condos that the upgrading is very bad, the upkeep is very bad, a lot of things spoil but not being repaired. Why? Because the MCST is not prudent in saving for the condo. Then when they want to ask extra money from the residents, they don't get it. Okay, the residents are not willing to pay. Why you stay there you're not willing to pay, neh? Why ne? Actually, the situation is like this. Because in the old condo, right, there is very little owner stay inside the condo. A lot of these condo, they're so old that the owner are either very old, they really move out. They take this place as a rental income. They rent it to some workers, some rent it to co-living, somewhere. It's just they can rent how much, they rent how much. You know, they use it as a money-making instrument because the house is fully paid already. So to them, is anything on top of the renter is like a passive income to them. They don't sell, they don't get the lump sum, but they don't need to pay money mortgage. So as long as you pay them renter, they are like cashing out of the condo. So they don't care. They are staying with their kids already. So when you ask this owner to pay for some upgrade here, upgrade there, they don't care because they're not staying there. They don't have an ownership feel to this condo anymore. So